Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Having a great visit with our good friend Patricia Green, Dr. Patricia Green, professor of Babson College, currently on loan to the as the National Academic Director of Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Initiative. And we're going to get her back another day and get her to tell us about all that. And right now we're talking about the Guardian Life Index of what matters to America's small business owners. We just got through talking about collaboration. We talked about tech savvy. Patty, you want to give us a website where they can find this?
I do. It's www.smallbizdom.com.
Smallbizdom.com. I like that.
Yeah, and Jim, while we're at it, if I could give another website.
Absolutely.
Too. We're actually going to be doing a webinar on May 12th just exactly about these key factors. And for information on that one, it's www.nyreport.com/success factors.
Right. All right. I'll tell you, you be sure to let us know about, send us that information, Patty, and we'll post it on our website as an event for people to consider.
Love to do that.
Okay, talk to us some more about some of these things that really matter to small business owners.
Okay. Another one is future focused. And I know that's when you were just talking about.
Yep.
When you look into the future, these are the types of things you see. So there is a matter of planning. Short-term and long-term, trying to figure out what are the next steps.
And strategy. See, this is something that I'm trying to get across to folks. Even some editors of small business content, Patty, don't understand that small businesses don't always need just six ways to do this and three ways to do that. They need information about strategy. Executives take a company from where they are to where they need to go. Managers manage what they have in front of them, and small business owners have to spend part of their time as an executive.
No, it's true. When I think about this growth this way, I really think about, Jim, that in switching in your mind, you have to go from the small business management to the entrepreneurial growth.
Right.
And it's just a different way of looking at the world.
Yep, absolutely. No question. What's next?
Action-oriented, which is, again, just what you said. You not only have to have that plan, you have to be able to implement, execute, be willing to take the steps that it needs.
Right.
So that's another big one that we
You have to be able to pull the trigger. And you actually have to look forward to pulling the trigger. It's something that you want to do. It's an exciting thing for you to do. I'm glad to hear that. All right. And here's one that I want to make sure we talk about because it's one of my favorites. They're always curious.
Uh-huh. It is.
Curiosity
is
almost, if you're going to be a successful business owner and entrepreneur especially, curiosity is almost as important as courage, Betty.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And it's fun to hear, too, John Krupski, who's the guru behind the index, talks about this in such a neat way, as almost giving people permission to say, no, you don't only have to read business magazines or you don't only have to read industry journals. You know, look around the world at different things, and sometimes it's those unique connections that really help you think of what's the next best step for you.
Right. You gotta learn to say what if a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah, you gotta want to do
that a lot.
Be a
little playful.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little bit playful.
All right.
And the last one is self-fulfilled. And this is, to me, I use a different definition of entrepreneurship. It's the ability to identify opportunities, organize resources, and provide the leadership to create something of value. And the owner, the entrepreneur, decides what the value is, and that's where the self-fulfillment comes from.
Right.
Whether it is about the money, which certainly part of it is, but whether it's about helping the community, building societies, creating something different, whatever it is, you have to figure out what's important about this for you. What's the value you want to create?
Patty, this is a fascinating list, and with your permission, I'm going to write about this. I want the rest of my audience to know about this. And
I think that would be great. The Guardian Life Research Institute is just looking at some really neat questions that people can act on, think about, and do something about in their businesses.
I'm looking forward to taking this and turning it into something else. And I appreciate that. Okay, you got something else coming up. You want to give? You said you had something in the future coming up.
I did. I wanted to give like this a shout out for the Center for Women's Business Research.
Mm-hmm.
We have our WBiz Insight panel study that we do with women entrepreneurs, and our next study is going into the field later this month, April 20th. It's our confidence index, looking at how women feel about the economy, how they feel about their businesses. This one is sponsored by KeyBank, and we've been doing it for a couple of years now, so I'd love to really encourage all the women entrepreneurs who are listening to go to www.w-bizinsight.org and join our research panel.
W-biz insight.org. All right, W-insight. No, I didn't do that
biz
right.
Insight.
Biz insight. W-biz insight.
Biz insight.org.
Okay, folks, if I mangled it, Patty got it right. So check it out, ladies. And now are you going to come back after that report's done and give us the results?
Jim, you know, I'm always happy to come back and talk about
things. Now that you've got my folks excited about this new survey, you got to come back and tell us what happened.
Be thrilled.
So let's do it. When do you think it'll be ready?
It'll be open for a couple of weeks, so it would be later in May.
Later in the summer,
later in May, beginning of June,
Okay. We'll get you back in real soon. We got some other things to talk about. Patty, any other websites, any other place you want to go? Also, always babsoncollege.edu, right?
Yes. Always take a look at Babson.
Great organization. Patty, thank you for being here. Dr. Patricia Green, ladies and gentlemen, don't know what we do without her. I don't know what you do without her, because she does great work for small business owners and entrepreneurs, and she'll be back real soon. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.